Hey, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Yep.
Hey, Pete. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. What can we do for you?
I wanted to tell you. I was just, I know you were speaking with Tara. She just kind of sent me your account and asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you or answer any questions that you might have. But did you have any questions
for
me?
The only question I got is it's got dollar after it. Dollar. She's calling up, cold calling me, trying to sell something, and I get it. And it's a service I would definitely love to have, but I'm just getting off the ground here. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to afford it. So let's get right to the chase, find out what it costs, and let's see if we can do it or not, and we can all get back to work.
Gotcha. Well, as far as cost, everything we do is month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract. The pricing is set at a flat rate of $249 each month with the website included. Since we'll have to build that from scratch. So you'd be looking at exactly $249 month to month, Pete, to cover all of Orange County.
Okay. Now, if I do that, if I do that at $250 a month, where does that put me in the ratings or the ranking? And I don't know too much about what I'm talking about here, but, you know, I come up number 10.
No. So there's only three guys that show on the first page for your services in all of Orange County, and you'll be one of those guys.
So when somebody says handyman near me, or however it is they put it in, I'll be one of three guys?
Exactly. There's a map that pops up, and then there's those three guys right next to it.
So now how do you find out who's first out of the three?
Well, Google tends to give them the ones closest to them, so they kind of rearrange depending on where you're searching from. If you're in Huntington Beach and, you know, you're by yourself, then you're going to get recommended yourself versus a competitor who might be in Irvine.
Okay. All right, it's starting to sound interesting. So, $250 a month, you get a website for that as well.
Correct.
With that, do I have control of the website?
I
own the website.
You have full access to everything. While you're using our services, we don't charge you a penny for the site. We do all the legwork on it. If you cancel the service but you want to keep the site, we charge you a $99 buyout option on the domain because that's what it costs us to get the domain from Google. So,
sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah, we're real straightforward. It's a true month-to-month service. There's no other charges throughout the month, so you don't have to worry about any lead fees, click fees, or call fees popping up on you. And it's been the most profitable way to advertise for the last 15 years. So if we can't bring you a consistent flow of clients, nobody can, really.
All right. I like where you're headed here. All right. So here's the next question. $250 a month, $99 buyout fee on the domain if I opt to go that way.
Why that's if you cancel.
A bunch of business in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would I if you're bringing business in, right?
Exactly.
So, with that said, is there any like upfront fees, you know, or anything like that? Is it going to be more than $250 to sign up?
No. If you sign up with me today, it's $249 out the door. I'll send you everything in writing as well, and then each month moving forward, it'll stay $249. It won't go up or change on you.
All right, let's try it.
All right, you're going to love it. So on the first page of Google, Pete, you could only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 619-826-5484?
Yep.
Okay. How do you get a 619 area code? You from, like, San Diego area originally?
Yeah, see, I feel like I'm making a mistake here. Like, no, not originally. I'm from the East Coast, but when I first got here, I did come into San Diego. So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is there any way we can turn that into a 1-800 number?
Yeah, we could get you a Google Voice number. That's exactly why I asked, Pete. I'm from Huntington Beach, born in Santa Ana because I didn't have a hospital to be born at, but I was raised in Huntington Beach.
So. I love this place. I think it's great, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my hometown. I actually live in Costa Mesa, not far from you.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah, that's funny. But I'm down there all the time. Actually, I'm in the part of Costa Mesa, like right on the other side of that of Brookhurst, so it's technically Hamilton, but it runs up into Costa Mesa at the top of the hill here. So
kind of new here, but I know those roads.
I'm about like that riverbed is like right there, so I'm like the last street by the riverbed. I usually run that riverbed and then go towards Huntington Beach on the weekends. That's what I always
now
spend
I know
my morning.
Exactly where you're at. Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, let's make something happen here. That's,
all right, what's your last name?
I thought it was gonna be like Rod, oh, R-O-D-E-R.
R-O-D-E-R, sorry, R-I-C-K?
R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K, yep.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, it can get up to thousands of dollars. It just depends on the size of the business and the kind of area you're looking to cover. For you, if you're not really trying to go outside of Orange County, then this 249 is really all you need to do. But I run into guys who sometimes they start like this, and then maybe you hire some guys and you get a couple vehicles and then you want to expand. Then obviously we got to have a bigger pricing structure, bigger conversation about running.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So also, you guys make follow-up phone calls once a month, something like that, because I'm really
yes.
bad with saying,
yep.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, we treat all of our clients like they're computer illiterate.
Oh, good, because that's exactly what you're dealing with me.
Yeah,
so,
you're fine.
Now, this is great. I'm happy you called, because this is the one thing that I felt like I need to tackle is this, getting on Google, but I don't know. And you hear all these horror stories from everybody. It's
yeah.
$4,000 a month through Google Ad Services, and wow, I've got $4,000 a month right now.
Yeah. No,
but I'll try it on.
Does.
I mean,
you don't want to ever approach marketing like that, Pete. You don't want to approach marketing without experience. You know, you don't want to throw $4,000 at something unless you know it's going to work. So with this, we're going to figure out what's going to work for you in Orange County. And then before you ever consider throwing that kind of money at it, we already have a good game plan on what works for you and what we're doing, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. My biggest thing is I was just telling, I think Tara was her name. I was telling
her. Yeah, it was Tara.
I'm waiting on my contractor's license, which is going to be the big game changer.
Yeah.
Right now, I can only list myself.
Yes,
they are. I can only list myself as an unlicensed, contractor, you know, handyman, et cetera, whatever it is they want to hear. I can't be accepting big jobs and, you know,
you can't accept jobs over $2,500 until we got that.
No, sir. 500.
Okay. Oh, it's 500?
500.
They changed
it. Trust me when I tell you. I don't know. I heard that from more than one person, but I can promise you I just went through all the exams and everything, and they won't shut up about $500 maximum on anything. So you can understand why I got to keep the advertising dollars low. There's not going to be a ton coming in right now. However, I passed all my exams and everything.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. So go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
First job you get, you double your money. Everything after that, you're quadrupling. It does say that, though. California has no licensing requirements for handyman. However, your total projects will be capped at 500. Yep, it says it right here.
Correct.
Including
That's
combined
it.
Labor and materials. If the project total costs exceed this amount, you'll need general contractor's license. Yeah, but I mean, that's only if people in Huntington Beach are pretty cool. I mean, if they're already calling you and it ends up going over that,
if they're
I'm
already
sure
calling you. That's right. Oh, listen, I'm going to risk it. There's no question. But
yeah,
you'll be good. I passed all my exams. I think there's one question up in the air about a charge that I had like 8 years ago or something. I just got to get it cleared up, and then they're going to give me my general contractor's numbers. Then I can actually do some real business with you.
Okay.
Now, for right now, we can do what you're talking about.
What I'm going to do, though, for you, Pete, is I'm going to enroll you in our Platinum service. No extra charge, but our Platinum service will get you the website. It's also going to get you some Facebook ads too. I just want to maximize your success with the campaign so that way we could turn this into something long term. Okay. And then maybe one of these days,
you do that for me.
You can come meet
me if you do that
out
me,
down by the beach and shake my hand.
I'd love to. Listen, if you can help me with I'm computer illiterate and I don't understand the first fucking thing about marketing, and that's where am I going to go without marketing, right? So
that's kind of what I picked up for you. But what I want you to avoid is signing up for a bunch of other things. I want to just kind of turn us into like your one-stop shop, so I'll knock out as much as we can for you as far as the online platform, and then if you get other offers, just politely decline, let them know you're already working with Local Splash. We're partnered with the Google right here off Irvine, well, or off the 405 in Irvine. It's borderline Newport Beach. So it's like
I couldn't.
They know where we are.
One outfit period, because that way, because check it out. If my phone rings, it's going to be because you made it ring.
Right.
I want to know who's making it work and who isn't. So I'm not going to sign up with three different guys. I'm going to find out if this works. If it does,
perfect.
Outstanding. I will stick with you till the day I die.
Awesome.
If not,
can you text message?
I can.
Okay, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Just save that. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing. You can actually write this off as a business expense at the end of the year when you do your taxes.
Okay, very good. You want my email, you said?
Yeah, what's your email?
Okay, it's my last name, then my first name. So it's Roderick Peter.
Pete? Okay.
Peter. Roderick Peter, 38@gmail.com.
38@gmail.com.
no capitals, no spaces, nothing.
Okay.
And if, and in the future, if you send me an email, please have somebody send, you know, send a text message saying you sent me an email, because I really don't check my email to look at shit, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. So calls primarily, texts will be secondary, yep. Emails will be last.
Correct. Okay. Very good.
And how do you want your hours of operation listed?
I want to say 8 o'clock is probably good. I know I'm today, I just got on Angie's list or whatever, so I got them listed as 8 o'clock, and you know, we're going to see how they pan out, but I got my hours from 8 to 5 on Angie's list. Let's keep it all 8 to 5.
Yeah, I like everything to match. And then is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
I do work the weekends, but I think we should keep it at Monday through Friday.
Okay. I'll put Saturday and Sunday like by appointment, so they could call you, but you're not actually expected to work, you know? And we're not missing anything. You can still book them for like Monday or Tuesday if they call you on the weekend.
Yeah, man, I like it.
All right. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. It's called a PIN verification letter. What's the street address that I could send that to?
612 21st Street, Huntington Beach, 92648.
Oh, I know where you're at. You're like at Golden West area?
Yeah. I'm like 4 blocks off the beach. Golden West is like one street up.
Yeah, my brother's off of, where does he stay now? Bolsa Chica and,
yeah,
I think it's Gold.
That's the other end.
Yeah, I think he's a little more over there, though. He's like, I forgot the cross streets. I think it's Heil. I think he's on Bolsa Chica and Heil.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, he's up the other end of, town, but I know where he's at.
Yeah, you're right in between the two of us. You're so close to the beach right there. That's a good spot.
I am. Yeah,
that's
I like it.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. It's the good air.
Yeah.
All right. So 612 21st Street, yeah?
612 21st Street, correct.
Okay. That's so funny. I was like just over there yesterday with my son. He's like 3 years old.
Small area.
Yeah. It's a great area. All right. So let me go ahead and save. Update. All right. I don't have to put in the business name unlicensed contractor, but there will be a little notification on the Google business profile that lets them know. So they'll just see BP General.
Okay.
Okay. Then update. Because once you get the licensing, we'd have to remove that anyway. So I'd rather not publish anything with that in the business name.
No, I like that. Yeah. And the license is coming fast. I passed all my tests. Everything's in. I just got to clear up that one matter with whatever department to get up there, and it'll get cleared up. I know
okay.
How long it'll take, you know, but it'll be cleared up.
Well, I mean, the thing with us is we're partnered with Google, so anything that's online, we're going to want to update, like, immediately. So that way it gets cleared up across the board. It's, the sooner we can get that off of there, the better, you know, because then I'm looking at, okay, one large job is going to knock it out and pay for it for a few months
right.
in a row. Yeah.
Now we can step it up, yeah.
Yeah, we want somebody we're going to work with long-term, not just 1 month at a time, usually.
That's what I need. You know what I mean? I actually need that because, again, I know nothing about marketing, and the one thing I know is I will be nothing without marketing. So if you guys understand marketing and you can give me some type of online presence or the Google
20 years
I mean,
experience. Yeah, we're the highest rated Google partner you could find out here in SoCal. So
let's give it hell.
Yeah, the biggest Google headquarters now is here in Orange County. It's right off of the... Yeah, it's right off Jamboree. It's called Google Building 1. So it's right between like Irvine, Newport off Jamboree there if you head 405 south. Yeah, and then the other ones are up in Mountain View and San Francisco. So they're like middle and northern California, but we're partnered with the SoCal location. So.
Well, that's awesome. That's great. And the only reason I haven't called somebody with Google is because of all the horror stories and how much it costs. So I'm really glad you sorted this out.
Yeah, well, there's different listings. That's why, because this is a local listing. If you do pay-per-click, then, yeah, they get expensive. But you only need a pay-per-click if you're going to go outside of Orange County. So you should be fine with this.
I build shipping container homes, and I'm getting poised to actually be certified, licensed, and everything to build those. And then I know I'm going to have to do cross per click when I go to sell those.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the guys that run those campaigns will be out here, and then they're like, oh, but I'll go to San Diego for a $5,000 job, and I'll go to L.A. for a $5,000 job, because it's an hour each way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that then they don't mind running $4,000 campaigns. You know, they'll get a couple of those.
Exactly.
A month. I have a buddy who's a roofing contractor out here. He spends almost $10K, but he covers, you know, all the way down to San Diego and all the way up to, like, you know, Malibu.
he's able to do that because you're pressing him. You know what I mean? You're getting
him. Bringing
in the
him a bunch of leads. Yeah, he's got a couple of crews. They were just working in Thousand Oaks, actually. We ran the campaign from out here, but he lives in Costa Mesa and he started the company from scratch. He's only 33 years old. He's doing real
good. That's what I need. I need somebody like you. You know, if you're good at what you do, you'll be the guy to pick me up. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it's not just me. We have a team, right? I mean, I'll be your point of contact.
Yeah,
I got a bunch of guys that I kind of delegate each responsibility to, like with their website and everything. So
as long as I get someone to call and, you know, direction to go in and we're making money, keep it going.
Yeah, you could call me direct. I put you in for a Google tracking number, so it's not going to be like an 800 number. It'll probably be a 714 zip code. It'll look like a very regular number, but it'll forward to your phone in real time, and that's no extra charge to you. Okay? I just included that. All right? And then we're going to want to interview you, Pete. The interview is just to go over like all the services you offer, the service area that you cover. Obviously, you could do all of Orange County, but if there's areas you don't want to go to, you know, I understand how that is growing up out here. Totally fine. You don't want to be in Santa Ana somewhere.
I really don't know the neighborhoods that well, but I get what you're talking about, you know?
Yeah, there's some rough areas. There's parts of Anaheim that are just kind of like rough. You don't want to get into that when you get too close to like Disneyland and some of those areas, the high traffic, and they're just kind of like not good neighborhoods. And, Santa Ana is also kind of like that too.
I'm really, really trying to keep it close for right now, you know?
Yeah, you're in a beautiful place in Orange County. So it's like, you know, unless you're staying down PCH up and down, which is what I would do if I were you.
I'm looking at PCH. I'm four blocks off PCH.
I know.
I'm looking right at PCH.
Yeah, that's the beauty 20, right there.
21st
like,
Palm. Yeah.
I'll run that trail all the way down to Sunset and back up to Costa Mesa. Yeah, on the weekend.
Pretty
easy,
please. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get up like 5 in the morning, watch the sun come up, go down there. It's a good, sometimes
I'm up at 5 in the morning chewing my nails off, went looking for work. You still your run, though.
We gotcha.
All right, good.
All right, but for this client interview, it usually takes like 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour in case you have extra questions. Are you going to be able to do that like between 11 and 12 today? Can I schedule it?
I'll do it whenever you tell me to do it. How's that sound?
Okay. I mean, I could do 10 to 11 too, if that works.
Yeah, the early is better.
Okay. Let's do 10 to 11. Let's get things rolling. So it's going to be with a separate technician. They're going to call you and they'll walk you through it. They'll say, hi, we're with Local Splash. And so, it's just basic questions, right? They want to know all the services you offer, where you'll go, where you won't go. And then, we get started on a website for you.
Okay.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment, Pete?
Let's go on the business account, the Visa.
Okay. Now, this has your name and the business name on it?
Yep. Charles Roderick, BP General.
Perfect. I want to make sure we document that so you can write it off later. And then the billing address is the same?
Correct.
All right, I'm ready for you.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I actually got to go to the bank this morning and change the billing address. I don't know if it's going to mess anything up for you or not. Like the billing address that I have listed at the bank, I think is in Norco. I haven't changed my address with the bank.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So I can just switch
the
it.
One?
It's no big deal. It's okay, just for us to run the payment. This isn't anything that we're going to have displayed. It's just so that the payment will process.
Well, if the payment doesn't process, it'll be because it's got, you know, if you've got the Huntington Beach address, it might get messed up and say, no, this isn't the right address or whatever. So I'm not sure how to play this one.
Yeah, let's do the Norco address so that doesn't decline.
All right. Very good. 1477 Hilltop Lane, all one word, Hilltop, Norco, and I can't remember the zip code out there.
I'll find it. Give me one sec.
All right.
Okay. 92860.
Correct, that's it.
Got it. All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, what was I giving you?
The card number.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can get that one. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
4427.
4427.
4270.
4270.
7822.
7822.
2314.
2314. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
02/29.
02/29. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
296.
296. Okay. All right, I'm going to process it. Now, you're going to get some text messages that are going to come through here. And they're also going to be emailed to you. But it's this outline of the agreement in writing. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. Everything's documented. And then it'll ask you to sign off on that. You don't actually got to sign it. You just kind of like type your business or type your name into the box.
So and which one is this coming on? Just come on an email or text message
both.
Or which one?
Both, until you say otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused. Can you make them all text?
Yeah. Yeah, I can just text it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give text me... it. I'll pay attention to it.
Yeah. So these are just like forms. So one of them is like a Google verification form. I know you're not currently licensed, but they'll ask you to send in like anything you do have, if you have like insurance or business registration. And that's if you want to have those credibility factors displayed to people in Orange County that are doing the search for your services. That kind of lets them know that you do have those things. If you don't want it displayed, that's totally fine. We don't have to display it, but it does help, you know, at least that way you don't have to answer those questions.
Yeah, like I'm an actual running business with a running business account, et cetera, but mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what they're going to be looking for. I got, you know, 9 million numbers when you put a business together.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what number they're going to be looking for, but I'll do my best on it.
Yeah, I gotcha. And the thing is like, we treat everybody like they're like 5 years old and don't know how to use a computer.
Good.
So, yeah,
good.
if you're having problems, that's what the more important thing is, to just call us if you're having an issue with anything.
Okay.
Yeah, there's me and a whole account management team here with it to make sure that everything's working smooth. We don't get paid unless you guys get paid, so. The difference.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll use yours, believe me.
Yeah, we'll get in there for you, but we want you to do the best you can with it. It tells you right at the bottom if you're missing anything. Don't panic. We could always do an over-the-phone verification with you and rep at the Google headquarters if we need to.
Perfect.
So we'll get you through it. A lot of times they prefer the contractors with experience, but the guys with the best experience are usually not computer savvy, so.
Right. Yep.
we learn to adapt. Yeah.
All right, good.
All right, so look out for that payment confirmation and the outline of the agreement in writing, and then you're basically good to go until this client interview. We're going to circle back with you here at about 10 o'clock or at 10 o'clock,
yep.
And then we'll walk you through it. It's all over the phone, so it'll be pretty easy. We're just going to get everything rolling, okay?
Talk to you at 10.
All right, Pete, I'm looking forward to working with you. If you need anything, like I said, don't hesitate to call. My number's in there. Don't lose it.
So you texted me your number, right?
Yep, and we're going to be talking to you at 10. I'm actually going to call you first. I'll introduce you to that rep and then have them walk you through the client interview. That way you know you got the right people on the line.
All right, man. Talk to you at 10.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
See you. Thanks.